Dav Vav, the Tosfos, Mitzidai, 10, from the front, 4. 10 is not attached like the 4, because Esther is on the bottom, and a 4 is like on top, it needs 4 Tvach. So it says it's like a corner, which people don't make as a doorway. Tosfos says if you're made like a Pesach with a mezuzah and a mashke, then it's considered a doorway, as you see later on, earlier, that he opened the Mekeren Zavis. So Echad Zeh is Dal. If we break in the corner, but if we're broken on one side of that corner, then it's not Dal. Because if you does not agree with that says earlier, later on, the Mavid that's wider than 16 Amos is to make 2 Amos, and it makes a Paskim Amos, and then it's a Pirtz of 2 Amos, and from the side, which is 4. So that's why he's Mamayit, he wants to walk less. But when the Pirtz is in the front, it doesn't make it less walking, because he won't leave over a big opening and go in through a small opening. Rav says as a lach like we're foolish, Rashi said that he has to make it so it's a pesach in where it the L shape in the crooked part. That what's we're foolish from one to the other, to be foolish is Shusram. And to the two doorways towards the Shusram, we should make a lechir a curve for each one. And Shmuel also says to us, Sosim, Shem, Rabbi Zokin, the Torah's Mavis Sosim, he has to make where it gets crooked the lechi. But over there he said another Torah's Trosik Sosim doesn't need that convincing anything. The Lashu was doichi. Since he says Trosik Sosim, why does he have to make that when it's slanted? And according to his parish's mashma, since it says later on, if it's more than 10, like this Shmuel says, Terasuk is also mashma the Rav, it comes out good. If it's Terasuk is foolish, it's going in the doorways that he has to make it to the Pesach in one of the doorways, in the second Alechi, and the crookedness. So therefore, according to Rav, it's also Shver. How will it help Alechi from one side, or a Tzuz Pesach, more than 10? Rav holds, even though it has a Tzuz Pesach, you have to be in mind. But if we're talking about in the slanty place, like Rashi said, on the, with the bottom of the L, it comes out very good, according to Rav, because it's enough for the Tzuras HaPesach, even more than 10. Since the Pischei Mavoi, who are open to Shus Rabin, is not more than 10, because Siddur Shus Rabin helps from the Torah. Even according to Rav, more than 10, as we see later on by Klein. But it could be Deicha. That this also could ask according to Rav, just the Maksha asked according to Shmuel, it's more Pasha. Another rise from this from Mavoi Okum, that was Nardo. And they need doorways, and Rashi says, Okum like a ches. And it needs two doorways for the two akmumis, the two crooked sides, you know, base. Because if not for this, would be enough with one door. But, Rabbein Hananel's gur is a tzchut delos. So to Rasul, even if gur is dal, says, we could say it's a foolish gomer, and it's Okum in the middle, like we see the picture in Tosfos, which is two L's, and it's basically a T, where the mavoi is open to Rosh Hashanah, on the two right sides. And it's open in three doorways, the bottom of the T and the two sides of the T, capital T, on Tirush HaSarabim. Because when Mamashik have to make doors. And also a Mavi that's made like a snake, is Mashma, from Rashi, that says makes it too special for all of it, meaning to the Mavi HaGadol. The Idach, he said, the other side comes Mutur Lechi Kera, which is towards the Shusarabim. That's like Rashi. But if you go on this, that it says it makes it too special for all, that's Shusarabim. On the other side, he makes a Pesach, Mavui, and then it's good the Lashon Idach Yisa. Doesn't come out. And again, I said, Kasha, why should a Mavui Okan be Chomer more than a foolish Gomer? That it's enough for Tzuris Pesach and Alechi, because you need Tzuris Pesach for all the Bnei Mavui. Taisa says, Ketzim Aram Dech Shusarabim. And Rashi says, Shusarabim is wide 16 ounces, but foolish from two sides, from one gate to the other gate, and there's 600,000 Jews. And now, Lachs Gdel says the same thing, you need 600,000 Jews. Many times says in Shabbos, Berger Zerg said that Golos underneath them and between them was the Shusrab, and underneath them was the 600,000 people. So the Rishon says, nevertheless, Darkim, their derech was to go in and out through that way. Also, yes, by the flags of the Midbar, there were children and kids without any amount. And so too is asked Akash of the Erevra. So Tess says, we're only enough from the Mishkan, only things that's written in the Swar. Lechi Nekarim, even though Lechi doesn't help more than 10, you should make a Lechi that's wide till there's less airspace than of 10. Said even more than Rebida said. Rashi explains earlier we're speaking about someone builds a bridge that Rebida said the Lord be mitalat underneath the pitikir to say so. And it says in the Rashi even more than that Rebida said even though there is no pitikir, the Rebida will be matter since there's two mechitzas. This is mashma head into Seftin that this is what he means when he says yes. Okay. Tosfos davav amid beis. Someone has two houses, meaning two chatzeres that a mog is not nitu alechi until there's chatzeres psuchus in it. And the Sefer Gur is Behedya Beis Chatzeres. And if you're going to say like this, it's not Ma'arev, it's Mashma, that he feels as that even doors are not cannot make an Erev. So it's speaking of Rosh Hashanah Gemurah, which is 16 Amos. He asked that later on the Perek, we see that Mechala Yisrael Rebuda was not Matar, only till 13 and 3rd Amos. So he said that originally he thought about the Rebbe speaking about the Reichel of 16 amos. But if the maskana that he answered, Ketzer Ma'arav Mavoris of Falashim, he had two, yes, I can speak about a mother that's foolish and there's no 16 amos. And like this, they can make an Erev. But if there would be doors, you can make an Erev. Now, don't ask a Kashrut Shlaim at 16 amos. And another question. Mikor also knew very well that Rebbe was not matter only 13 and 3rd amos. Nevertheless, it's a Shusrab and Gemura. For instance, the Shusrab was one side of the Mavoi, was wide 16 amos, and the Erev Shusrab goes through the Mavoi. In other words, they walk between the Mavois. So not like the picture in Tosis. So now even a Mavoi that's not wide 16 amos is considered Shusrab and Gemura, since the two sides of the Mavoi is wide 16 amos, just like between the Amudim, as you see the first parak of Shabbos, it's the Shusrab, even though it's not 16 amos. And even according to the Mandam, when they have been Amudim, it's like a Kamas, that's because the Amudim are not one across the other. And you can't use it that easily. It's not Doima to a Mavoi, I'm foolish. Because over there, Shusrab doesn't cross the Mavoi. It's the two Shusrabans go by the two openings of the Mavoi, as we see in the picture in Tosis. It must be this, according to this, even though according to the Rebbe, the Echvekara helps with the Rabbanan for 13, and the width of 16 doesn't help, it's more than Ratayr is not chilling between 13 and 16. And he holds two Mechitzas, the Reis, therefore Esri and Shalayim, even though it's wide 16, since he chayav also Shusrab, the Reis, therefore, within 13, with the Ratayr is not chilling. Tosis, since he holds the Rebbe, the two Mechitzas, why do you have to send the Reis in the first paragraph of Zur, Shusriach and Gemura, on a charitz, omer kasar tvachim reichav dalat, and comes to the width of the Rebbe, yes, okay. Since it says in the Reisha, Ezer Shusurab, and Sarati Aplati, I'm a voice of Elashim, we know very well that it comes to my Rebbe, because according to him, a voice of Elashim is not considered Shusurab, since there's two mechitzas, so Tosfos says, that if in the Reisha, I would think the reason the Rebbe is not because of two mechitzas, it's because he holds a lech and a kair is mechitza. Because there's one dumb that holds in our parak that's why you need Zur Shusurab Gemurah to be my Rebbe that it's not a Shusurab, because the lech and a kair is not considered a mechitza. Rashi said, he asked this that we remark the Lech Vekar from one side, and you need to lock the door. He doesn't like it because he was asked him because he could say that it's because even the doors are closed. But he says, since he has two mechitzas and the third one gets locked, he says three mechitzas. Later on, we said, the Chalayas according to Basil, three mechitzas is Minatera. So he said, according to his Pshat, that's Dafka where there's three mechitzas Gemuras, is the Raisa. But here, the third one is only through a door and through locking. Meaning the fourth one would need a door. And the Re says that he asked, since it's Mashmah Basil, that you don't need to lock it. And so to later on, we see the Braiser, we don't explain the words of Basil. And we argon it, the Chom argon it, just like Bashana. Tosfos says, hardly asked the Kasher Rabbi Yechanan, it says in the second paragraph, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, Osir Rabbi Vat Mechitza, and the Chom argon. So Tosfos says, they asked just like Rabbi Yehuda, when there's four Mechitzas. That's not Chosh, it still requires it to lock it up. He had two Mechitzas that are not Chosh. According to Rabbanan, should need to lock it up, the doors. So does Mashmah for the second page, the two mechitzah Rabbanan is just like four mechitzah according to Rebbe. So Gemara said, do we do like a double chumrah? Tosfos says, what's the halvin now? Since they weren't soyser on another, if just because the halacha is like him in one place, the halacha should be like him in every place? And in many places we pass him like this way, and this way, that way. So Tosfos says, it's not done because the mavui, they're marked there with two respects according to everyone. And there's no one that says you need doors. So he said, one Teretz is after Basco. Teretz says, what's the difference? We don't pass him like the Basco. Because if Lezna Zob, so it says that over there, the Basco didn't come out on the Chweide, as we said over there. Also over there, it was connected Rabban. Teretz Achram Mahatas. But here, Adrab is Hillel, was Roy. They didn't need the Basco only because Bishama were more Chorif. Teretz says, if so, why did he say, Rav Shua Hidama Ein Manshkicham Basco? Rav Shua didn't say only a Basco or a Bezer. So Teretz says, because Leva Shemaim is Mashmah, that you don't look at a Basco at all. And that is the end of Tosfos, Daf Vav.